Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jamara Levson from Domestic Violence Intervention Program about an upcoming program for teenagers. Valentine's Day is coming up, and so is a new program about teen dating, and it's for teenagers to attend. Can you explain what this is?
Sure. It's called In Their Shoes, which is an interaction like simulation for teens dating and dating violence. We have a classroom edition, we have a Spanish-speaking edition, we have a regular edition, and then we have a Spanish to English edition. DBIP received a mini grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation last summer for $2,000, and that helped buy these materials from the Washington State Domestic Violence Coalition that gives these kits out when you buy them.
And what are some of the skills and practices that the teenagers will be learning about?
They'll learn about what is not typical behavior, like monitoring behavior. If somebody cuts them off from their friends and family that are dating, or sometimes the internet can play into it, like stalking or just tracking their friends and who they're talking to on the internet.
Like social media.
Yeah. And then they'll learn the red flags. The number one of top red flag is excessive jealousy and possessiveness. And it kind of goes from there. And the last one is preventing you from hanging out with friends and family and doing regular activities like school activities, like sports, or I don't know, just even talking to another person that they're jealous of. Like, they don't want you talking to that person because they think you're trying to get out of their relationship.
And why is it important for teenagers to learn these things?
Well, we're finding out now that even before they become a teenager, in sixth grade even, it's important for them to learn about this because it starts at a young age. Kids younger and younger now are starting to date. Unfortunately, we're seeing right when they hop out of fifth grade into sixth grade at middle school. I'm no expert by any means on teenage dating, but I can tell you that a lot of the issues teenagers are seeing today are because of relationships that are and they've seen in their past with either their parents or other family members or stuff on TV.
And when will this event be?
It is going to be February 10th at the library at 4 p.m. So my boss, Brownis, is going to do the first presentation of In Their Shoes. I have not done it myself yet, so she's going to come down and help me. And then we, with the mini grant, we also got some funding to have snacks. So we're going to buy pizza for the teenagers. If they're hungry, come.
So if you have a hungry teenager and you want them to learn safe practices for relationships, it's a good opportunity.
Yes. And there's a sign-in sheet over at the library. We would like to keep it around 15 to 20 kids. We focus more on small groups, so that way it's more interactive. If we get too many kids, it'd be too much.
So there's a chance for kids to have a conversation.
Right. Yeah. And I'm also working with the police department. Chief Lester, I asked him if he would come over and talk about internet safety, so I'm going to talk to him a little bit more about that and have him do a short presentation too, because that's a little bit... We're seeing a lot of teen dating violence that starts off with online interaction.
Are these topics that families should be discussing?
For sure. Parents should know what apps are on the kids' phones, like TikTok's the new one. That's very popular. And there's a messaging app called Kick that is also very popular with families. I know my husband and I use it with our kids. And we there's also Snapchat, of course, where everybody thinks everything is deleted after so long, and that's not always the case. And then there's Facebook and Twitter.
So the DVIP Teen Dating Violence Informational Meeting will be February 10th.
Yes.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Jamara Levson from the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, talking about an upcoming program for teenagers that'll be held at the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.